The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 25th of March, 2019. We got the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming at you in about 5 minutes. All right, so we know later today we're going to be getting Apple's big announcements of all their streaming and gosh only knows what else they're going to unveil stuff. One of those announcements actually might be an Apple gaming streaming service? Really? Well, according to Goldman Sachs, that might be the case. Yes, apparently, I don't know, they got some scoop or something. They were looking through the check sheet. TV, check. News, check. And apparently below that, game subscription, check. Now, according to the folks over at Bloomberg, Apple's actually discussing the gaming service with potential partners. But that's about all we're hearing right now, other than the fact we might be hearing more about this in a few hours from now. We already know Apple's got a lot to tell us later today, so they might hold off on this till maybe WWDC. One thing, though, we do know for sure is the game service will focus exclusively for iOS, so don't look for it on any Xbox or PlayStation anytime soon. We've been hearing about Microsoft's upcoming Chromium-powered Edge browser. Well, now you can go get it. Not legally, apparently, but yeah, it's out there. Yes, apparently, Microsoft's new Chromium Edge browser, it's already leaked. Lots of download links have been appearing on a bunch of sharing sites. Now, of course, Microsoft's forewarning you, don't go grab this. It could have malware. You don't know where it's been. And besides, according to them, the leaked version is an early copy of what Microsoft is expected to release in a public beta pretty soon. Meaning that not all the bells and whistles are there. It's kind of complete, but not really. From what we can tell from the leaked version, Microsoft hasn't included the set aside tabs feature yet, and inking with a stylus feature, it also has not been implemented as well. But if you're just so damn excited and you can't wait, well, Google is your friend. And finally, are you using a Nokia phone? Sorry, I didn't mean to make you laugh so hard, but in case you are, in case maybe you know somebody that is, you might want to inform them about this. Seems their phone has been sending data to China. Yeah, from what we're hearing out of Finland, and I have a feeling the owner, HMD Global, yeah, that's the one that own Nokia now, yeah, they might be a little bit on the, shall we say, nervous side, because it seems they found some handsets have been sending sensitive data to China. So what the hell happened? Well, according to the company, HMD Global, it mistakenly included the device activation software for Chinese phones in a single batch that was actually meant for other countries. Now, they did have a fix for this with a software update back in February. And apparently, nearly all the phones already have the patch now. Nearly all the phones. Now, just like with anything that's leaking sensitive data, we don't know what that data is. They're not telling us yet. Either way, if you think you've got an update patch for your Nokia, that is, if you're still using a Nokia, you might want to get that implemented right this second. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, that's our website, of course. Hop on over there for all your tech goody needs, including getting subscribed to all of our wonderful podcasts. Also, find us on Facebook at British Tech Network, give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech, and join our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Tuesday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. Yeah, forewarned, it's going to be probably all Apple. But until then, have yourself a great Monday, and thank you very much for listening.